Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.
So we're chatting about the best way to end a relationship. Stacey is on the opposite side of where I stand with this matter. Stacey reckons it's important to have that official conversation.
Yes, I'd like to know that I'm being broken up with.
Yo, I no longer want to be a part of this. I'm like, no, that's not even necessary. In fact, believe it or not, I actually believe that ghosting is the best way to end a relationship. Ghosting in that, one, I understand that it's very difficult to have that conversation that you claim needs to be had. Because what if that conversation doesn't go smoothly, the other person doesn't get exactly what you're saying, now you're doing a whole back and forth, and then now you're basically just wasting precious time that you could have used to cook a meal and have a great time.
The second
reason why I am pro-ghosting is because you're protecting the other person's feelings. There's nothing worse than being told, I no longer love you.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You have never actually had that conversation and officially broken up with anybody?
I have never broken up with a girl my entire life.
So how many relationships are you currently in? Because if you haven't ended them, surely they continue in the background.
Ghosting is the most effective way of ending a relationship.
Yes, but what about
sends the message across?
No, but you don't know about the mess. Wait. Okay, just play the voice notes because I can't.
We did get a voice note coming through from M. Wait, no, you mustn't be triggered. Hold on.
Stacey, I got news for you, my girl. If you're going to mess me around with somebody else, I am going to bomb you and drop you like a pack of hot potatoes. You will never see me, you will never hear from me, and you'll never ever smell me again.
Ghosting. Shout out to M. Now let's go to Zama.
Hello, my name is...
Wait, you want to say something?
M is agreeing with you. Yep. If there is a cheating situation, then you can bounce. Booty bounce, stage left.
Or if you've been,
I don't know why that was addressed specifically to me. For the record, I do not know that gentleman. Please roll sound.
Sounded like your friend, eh? Jeez. Hey, Tick.
Hello, my name is Zama.
Hi.
I think the best way to end the relationship is to disappear. Yeah. You just disappear.
To where? Durban is the size of like a 5-cent coin.
No,
where are you going?
Drama. No one is hurt. They'll just think of
this is
the
toxic.
Endless possibilities.
Next, toxic.
Hello. Hello. J School. How on earth can you take a person, especially a female, who was emotionally involved, committed to putting herself out there and you being part of her life and her world, and to just ignore her? Do you know what damage that can do to a woman's, just her personality and who she is and her next relationship? The right thing to do is to let her heal and let her move on. How dare you just ghost her? That is like totally, totally, totally unacceptable. Like, the right thing to do is definitely to have the conversation. Talk about ghosting. What are you on about?
Hi, Jay and Stacey. It's Jacqueline here. About the ghosting issue, well, that's not acceptable because anybody with a conscience will not do something like that to another human being. If you don't want the person, man up enough and say so. I don't think that women generally would think that ghosting is a good idea, but for all the ones that are, it's probably because they're hopping from person to person and hoping to find the right one, but there's just something wrong with them.
So if you are unable to tell the person that you were seeing that it's over, then you need to grow a pair before you get go into another relationship.
Hey guys, I actually agree with Stacey. I mean, you shouldn't drop that person, because then they're going to be thinking constantly about what they did wrong and all that kind of stuff, and that's not good for a person mentally, you know. So I definitely agree. I think you should have that conversation, and even if you can't, yeah, just a WhatsApp, you know, that'll work too.
Guys, deciding to just disappear doesn't make no sense, because what if the other person is still interested in that particular relationship? You know, they have no explanation on what happened, but it's better for you to explain to the person that, no, I have moved on with my life or whatsoever, but there has to be an explanation to them.
Grow a pair of balls and end the relationship. Break up with the person.
Baseball, bro, this time I'm with you on this. Sometimes we are forced to ghost and not explain. The reason is we are tired of all the heartache. Remember something, men put our hearts out there more than the ladies. We get more rejections than ladies. And if Stacy says no, Stacy, how many times have you asked a guy out and he said no to you? Whereas how many times have guys approached you and you've shut them down?
Hey, Stacy and Jay Spoo. Oh my gosh, this topic. I feel you break up with someone the exact way they treated you during the relationship. So if they treated you shitty, you don't need to say anything. You just block them and delete their number and you keep it pushing. Now, if they were nice and you've got other reasons that you're breaking up with them, you can just send them a text. So it's all about you, babe. Do you.
Well, hello, guys. According to how I see it and my perspective on this one, okay, I think the best way to end a relationship is to just tell her the truth, rather than keep on giving her a false hope. No, my baby's busy with something, my baby's having a tough week. No, just tell her what's going on so that she'll back off, okay? Yeah. It's Mangalis or at Newcastle. Thanks.
Next. Let's go to Steph. Steph, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
James Boo, my boy.
Oh,
you are about
no.
To get work.
Get in, babe.
You are going to get it.
Come on.
Talk to me. Talk to me, Steph.
No. A couple months ago, I had a good go at Stacey because she didn't answer a guy's message because all he did was ask her on a date. Now you want to tell me you can't even tell a girl, hey, I'm sorry, man.
For what? For what? The relationship is over.
No. Grow a pair, man up, and face yourself.
Let me stand up.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, right, Steph? I know a lot of people will come at me on some, oh, what about closure? The only closure...
No, it's about taking responsibility.
The only closure you need is the closure that you give yourself when you realize the relationship is over. You don't need to be...
What world do you live in?
Guys, this is the Jason world.
Thank you. I think I need to come visit you.
Bro, Steph, I breathe the same air as this man.
I heard you say you're going to what me? Okay.
Bye, Steph. Thanks.
Bye, man.
I thought, guys, anyways.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.